This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
You're listening to Bear Radio.
Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
Here with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup.
I repeat, sir, where's the grease?
This week, I'll be reading some of the responses you sent in to our bear soup question. How many bears does it take to screw in a light bulb? This week, the responses that, although perhaps worthy of a smile and not too lame, did not win a copy of Bear Lust. We do appreciate all of the efforts. And so, without further ado, here we go. We received several entries that were quite similar. The first response comes from Peter, meaning, I guess, that he has two Peters or something. Known online by the handle Bear Chub Chaser NYC. Peter's response to the question, how many gay bears does it take to screw in a light bulb, is two, if they can find a way to get inside. Well, bravo, Peter, and thanks for sending that in. And similarly, from Greg Hudson of Woobie Bear Music, we have this entry. Two bears, and it better be a big bulb so that both bears can screw inside of it. Oh, I'm so excited. Our next contestant is from Kent, England. Michael Oliver, from his infamous Bear Den, writes in with this response. Four. One to screw in the bulb, and three to eat the custard donuts. And last this week, we have Robear, who goes by the handle Midwest Wolf, who answered the question, how many bears does it take to screw in a light bulb with... Three. One to screw in the light bulb, one to screw the first bear on the ladder, and the third to say, been there, done him, turn on his heels, head to the bar. Tune in to the next edition of Bear Soup, where we'll have more losers. But take heart, everyone. You can order Bear Lust from Inside Out Book Club, TLA Books, Amazon.com, and disreputable purveyors of bear smut everywhere. You have got to check out the March 2006 Unzipped magazine with a 20-page spread, Bears Gone Wild, featuring cover man Blake Nolan from Colt, plus the furry foxes of TitanMen.com, Mustang, Butch Bear, Raging Stallion, and HairyBoys.com. First, there is the cover and the 7-page spread of Colt's newest exclusive, Blake Nolan, who brings us a welcome dose of foxy fur to the legendary studio's stable of stars. In the accompanying story, Harry Kramer writes, give us hair, lots of beautiful hair. We can't resist a hirsute man with broad shoulders and a body we can really grab onto. Colt introduced Steve Kelso to the world in the early 90s. How we knew we were in deep. Smoke and sex spots covered in manly fur and butch bears with beards embrace all that is masculine and natural and came to define the alpha male. Fortunately for us, there are many types of bears to choose from. Butch, stocky, muscular, leather, husky, outdoorsy, daddies, otters, cubs. The bear subculture is defined by a sense of openness, brotherhood, and laid-back fun. Now, that's sexy. So, go on. Paw through our feature on the new generation of furry foxes and put some hair on your chest. After the Blake Nolan spread, there's a pack of furry friends, Victor Rios, Peter Raig, Bryce Pierce, and Eric Evans, all from HairyBoys.com, San Francisco-based Raging Stallion Studios, whose recent flicks feature such hot and hairy hunks as Parker Williams, Danny Mann, and hot and hairy hunk Ivan Andros. Long before unleashing his brooding good looks and above-average endowment on gay porn viewers, Andros dealt with measurements of a different sort as a mathematics instructor at a private school in his native Oviedo, a small town in central northern Spain. Next, there's a feature called Rod Rage. The powers that be at Falcon Studios are shifting gears, lead-footing the pedal, and steering their classic Mustang division toward a rawer, edgier, more blue-collar style of filmmaking. Headlining the thrill ride is a pair of gutsy releases starring some of the most macho men in the business. First up, Trapped, a two-disc feature about a group of tough guys led by the hyper-masculine Parker Williams, who find themselves imprisoned in a cavernous industrial building, seemingly with no way to escape and nothing to do. Here there are super hot pictures of Mustang men Cal Reynolds, Dan Ryder, Mike Grant, Todd Maxwell, and uber-studly furry fox Parker Williams. And just when you think that they don't get any sexier or studlier than the men you've already seen, you turn the page and then there's Bo Ladd in an article, Natural Wonder, which tells Bo's story. Not too long ago, hot and hairy Canadian stud Bo Ladd entered a leather bear contest at a Montreal bar, just for a few laughs with his buddies. Not surprisingly, he walked away the winner of the annual Monsieur Fuel contest. Later, one of the contest's official photographers connected Ladd with Teddy Mark, the brains and brawn behind Butch Bear, an up-and-coming Las Vegas-based studio devoted to muscle and fur. Well, I, for one, want to check in at the Muscle Bear Motel. Joe Gage is up to his old tricks again. The legendary porn auteur is back with yet another sweat-soaked celebration of unbridled masculinity in his latest TitanMen.com release, Alabama Takedown. In this wrestling-themed epic, a couple of randy entrepreneurial brothers, Titan Men exclusives Spencer Quest and Cliff Rhodes, decide to turn their warehouse into a wrestling school in order to train some hot young bucks for the upcoming Alabama All-State Professional Wrestling Championship. Furry-chested fox Ken Mack plays a janitor who decides to give a few wrestling tips to championship hopeful Damon DeMarco. Owen Hawk and Joey Milano, Colby Keller and Zach Evans are two young studs who get some personal training on their own. Then there's pics of Ken Mack, Luke Montana, and my own next boyfriend, John Galt. And that's not even all of the incredible bear studs that you will see pictured and written up in this month's issue of Unzipped magazine. And check out unzipped.com for more information. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup, tickling your furry ears here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network. This is Spunk Daddy Ron Serratia.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.